In Angola, thousands of members of the UNITA rebel organization and their families are facing death by starvation. The international aid organization Doctors Without Borders says many of those suffering are stranded in camps established after the 3-decades-long Angolan civil war came to an end last month. During the war, 1/3 of the Angolan population was displaced, and vast areas of the diamond and oil-rich southern African nation were devastated. Erwin van der Borcht is head of the Doctors Without Borders mission in Luanda, the Angolan capital. Describe the situation in these camps.
Well, we have been able, as Doctors Without Borders, to assess many of those what we call quartering areas, where indeed the UNITA military and their families concentrated themselves over the past 2 months. We notice alarming levels of mortality and malnutrition among these populations. The assistance provided to those populations has been insufficient and then late in coming. Many of those populations have been continuously displaced. Many of them also were forcibly recruited by UNITA. They were abducted and recruited by force. And then there were no access to food, no possibilities to cultivate, and that caused very high levels of mortality and malnutrition.
Because the two armies in the war would burn the fields, destroy the crops in order to control the population.
Exactly. I mean, the pockets of famine and the high levels of mortality are directly related to how this war was being fought, both by the government and the UNITA troops. Their main objective was to control the populations, to keep them under their influence. This was often accompanied by burning villages and crops, and accompanied with a high level of violence against civilian populations. The other main cause of the famine and the pockets where people are in a really bad state is the fact that impartial and neutral humanitarian organizations did not have access to those populations over the past 3-4 years.
A spokesman for your organization said earlier this week in London there's very little awareness of the situation in Angola. Why do you think that is?
We certainly try to highlight what is going on in Angola, not only to trigger a response to the needs from the international community, from the Angolan government and the donor countries, but also to inform the wider public what has happened over the past years in Angola. Also to make it clear that these kind of violations of international humanitarian law are totally unacceptable.
Your group is there. What other groups are there?
Well, there are the usual other international NGOs who are operating here. The UN system is massively present, but late in responding specifically towards the newly accessible areas. There is a certain capacity already in place, but that needs to be reinforced, and the operations needs to be stepped up very quickly.
What's the Angolan government doing about it?
Too little, as usual. They have over the past years shown very cynical neglect in regard to taking care of their own populations. They certainly have the resources, but social sectors and assistance to their populations is certainly not a priority for them. And in spite of the fact that they have provided some assistance to those newly accessible areas or quartering areas, also there it is far from sufficient to meet the needs.
Are efforts being made to get people back to their villages?
Yes, the government is now putting quite some pressure on those people to return to their areas of origin. But there is still a risk of insecurity linked to the huge number of mines which are still around in many of those villages in the fields. We should be able to facilitate such a massive return because we're talking about maybe 2 to 3 million people, which means that administration should be established, health structures should be functioning, minimal levels of education should be there, and also people should get some kind of minimal resettlement package. And we are very much concerned that this process is being rushed by the government without that the conditions are there for people to return.
Erwin van der Borcht leads the Angolan mission of Doctors Without Borders.